Dubai Eye
103.8. We're talking about costs in schools as well and getting value for money and picking out some of the best camps that are available to all. Taking something of a sporting theme this week and turning our attention to other themes of next week. Yesterday it was all about basketball with news of the forthcoming NBA camps here in the UAE for the first time. So what about the game of cricket, oft described as one of the most played games here in the UAE. And one of the centres, one of the hubs in the country is, of course, the ICC Cricket Academy down at Dubai Sports City, which is overseen by their head of cricket development. Kazim Ali joins us live on the line. Kaz, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Cheers, Tom. How are you, mate? You well?
Good, for not too bad. Busy times for you down at the academy at the moment.
Yeah, it's very, very busy with lots of international teams. I've just overlooking Pakistan and UAE under-19s, Pakistan women's and UAE under-19s playing a friendly game at the moment. But we've also got, obviously, the PSL teams coming in very shortly. So it is going to be very, very busy, but great for our young cricketers and spectators coming into the ground.
Yeah, I always remember that when my son was a part of the one of the academies down there in years gone by, and one of his sort of highlights was batting, or he was having a bat in a net, and he had a look over to his left hand side, and Sir Alistair Cook was having a knock up in the other one. I suppose that's one of the benefits of ICC Academy, that the youngsters that come and play their cricket there have so many stars to aspire to around them.
Yeah, and many, many stars to aspire around them. I mean, they've got fantastic opportunity in the next couple of weeks, especially with, obviously, the international stars coming from all over the world to represent the Pakistan Super League. And this year, it's going to be bigger and better and more spectacular and a lot more feature in different players coming on. So I think that's one of the beauties that we've got here. You only have to just look into the next net where you've got the likes of Wasim Akram mentoring. You've got some of the big names around the cricket, you know, audience. You know, we're definitely looking forward to AB de Villiers coming in and doing a couple of things. So it's fantastic for our kids coming in, and they get to rub shoulders. A couple of the kids were walking through the corridor, you know, and they've got, you know, big Chris Gayle coming in and standing next to him, and, you know, it's fantastic. And that's what we want. We want to give that, you know, value for opportunity for our kids to come and rub shoulders with some of the greats in the game, and so be it.
It leaves an impression, that's for sure. As does the standard of coaching down at the ICC Cricket Academy. It is second to none. Before we talk about the camps themselves, I mentioned that coaching as well. You put all your coaches through a very, very long process to ensure that they are the best of the best.
Yeah, we do. We do. And we recruit the best of the best. I mean, we've got, you know, level three coaches at the moment, myself being a level four, one of two people in the UAE at the moment. So we kind of recruit the coaches that we're looking for in terms of level three, level four coaches who bring expertise, who bring some experience, and more importantly, who bring some fun element to the game. We've got a coaching process here that has level ones, level twos, level threes, a coach education process, which I'm hoping to get you on as well one day, and I'm sure I will do. But yeah, I mean, our coaches come with a lot of coaching experience, a lot of pedigree, a lot of understanding of what, you know, a non-linear development for children looks like, especially through the early stages of, you know, six onwards, and then into sort of the mastery or autonomy level in terms of 12 and 13 onwards, when we start to master our skills, and then going into high performance sort of 15, 16 onwards, and obviously into our elite, high elite performance area, which is obviously the representative stuff. I'm very pleased. I'm very proud of the academy at the moment. We've just got into not one, but two teams into the under-17s ECB final. First time ever in the academy history of 9 years. So it's remarkable the sort of opportunities that we've had in the last 2 years and the achievement that now that we're actually getting both on the pitch and off the pitch. So to get two teams into a final in a particular league at under-17s level is a remarkable achievement from everybody involved. So thoroughly excited. So the finals are going to be in the next couple of weeks. So we're definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, richly deserved indeed. Now, listen, obviously, you've got courses for all age groups, for all talent, starters through to those looking to take the game a little bit further, boys and girls from different age groups down there at the academy throughout the entirety of the year. It's one of the great benefits of playing cricket here in the region. What's the focus going to be for half term, though? Probably a good opportunity for those that haven't tried out an ICC Academy programme to come on down and give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have lots of competitions. We've got the half term starts on the 17th of February, right through the 21st, so it's 5 days. 3 hours a day, so 9 till 12. We've got an early bird drop-off, if you like, at 8 o'clock. So there's going to be coaches on deck from 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you are an office worker, yeah, you want to drop your child off early doors and you've got some transport issues, there is the opportunity to come and drop your child off. For literally 35 dirhams an hour throughout the week, you can have qualified coaches who've got a real history and experience of dealing with children, making it fun. We've got lots of competitions on board. We've actually, this theme that we're looking at is going to be around the PSL, and obviously we've got the PSL teams coming in, Pakistan Super League teams coming in over the next couple of weeks. So that's what the theme for the week is going to be around. So lots of competitions around the PSL teams. And what we're going to have a look at is all our batting, bowling, fun quizzes. We're going to have a look at match scenarios. We're going to have a look at little tournaments. So there's going to be a full element of activity that's going to be going on. And we're also actually giving away a couple of tickets to a match day experience for our competition winner. So the player of the day gets a competition winner. He's going to get a match day experience at the PSL. So we've got some tickets lined up for him, for that particular child. And also for some of our most gifted and talented, or the ones who've done really, really well, but not just quite got the results. We've also got a couple of IMG World tickets that we're going to give away. So we're really looking after our children. We want to make sure that our children get the best of the service here, not just for cricket, but also other activities that they can do with their family as well.
Looking forward to it. In short, Kaz, when do the half-term camps start? What dates are we looking at?
So we're looking at the 17th of Feb to the 21st. It's 525 dirhams inclusive of that. So like I said, for 35 dirhams an hour, across your 5 days for 3 hours, you can have your child fully taken care of with professional staff in fully air-conditioned facilities under a real coaching guide. So that's what we're looking for. We want to make it fun. We want to make it active as much as possible. So just ring into the academy. So is that your next question?
Fella. You're reading my mind. You've spotted my googly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm spoiled like Googly straight away. So it's just the usual contact number, which is for the academy, which is 0444 81 355. So you can call into the academy, or you can just email info@iccacademy.net for more information and registration details. Come down, have a visit. You know, we've got open days, and on the Monday as well of that week, we're actually doing Bring a Friend Day. So free of charge, bring a friend there if you want to come down and you know, you've got somebody who's quite not 100% sure on whether cricket's for them, but they want to come down and test it. On the Monday of that day, any registered people, any registered players who've already registered for the academy, they can bring a friend on that Monday. So we really want to make sure everybody's taken care of, especially you've got siblings, you've got aunties and you've got cousins coming in from different parts of the world. You can bring that person with you on the Monday. So that's what we're looking at.
Good on you, Kaz. Bless you. Thanks so much indeed. Kaz O'Malley there, our head of cricket development down at the ICC Cricket Academy. As he was saying, if you want to find out more, give them a call. Go to their website, iccacademy.net, or find out more on their social media platforms.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.